It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Hope you're having a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. And again, thank you to you for listening, because if you ain't here, there's no show. People listening on the free Odyssey app, people listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, people listening on SiriusXM 158, people listening on a smart speaker. Well, all you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to people listening, I don't know, in all types of weird ways. I think one of my friends in Europe, he's figured out a way. I'll just put it to you that way. What a busy day in the NFL. Devontae Adams is a Jet. Amari Cooper is now a member of the Bills. The Browns are going to continue to suck. The Raiders are already garbage. The Jets are probably gearing up for a big old flame out. Jerry Jones had a flame out earlier today. Damn it. We had RJ Choppy on the show last night from 105.3 The Fan, and he was on the receiving end of a Jerry Jones verbal lashing, if we want to call it a verbal lashing. Maybe he didn't have his, Hickey's not Enfamil, right? That's for babies, right? No, is that for him or what? Think about it. Let's see. Enfamil. Okay. It's for toddlers. So maybe Jerry Jones needed that too. I don't know what Jerry Jones needed. We'll listen to his flame out in a little while. Looks like the Steelers are gearing up for Russell Wilson to take over the Pittsburgh Steelers at the quarterback position. We got game two of the American League Championship Series between the Yankees and the Guardians. Maybe Aaron Judge will have a little bit more of an impact. He should be more like Giancarlo Stanton, hitting home runs. Speaking of the Steelers, I did mention them. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And to talk about the interesting New York Jets, who took an ugly L last night and then tried to win big today by bringing in Devontae Adams. Zach Rosenblatt is going to join us. He covers the New York Jets for The Athletic. And so he'll be here with us next hour. Talk about some of the teams that still need wide receivers. We'll talk about some of the wide receivers that are likely still available ahead of the November 5th NFL trade deadline. It's just a lot to get into. Baseball and football and basketball. We got you covered on everything. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me everywhere online. I am on the internet. I exist. It's where I'm from. I am at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how are you on this Tuesday evening, Tuesday afternoon, this beautiful Tuesday?
I think, JR, I'm finally caught up. Caught up on everything today, because just when it felt like, okay, this is happening, let's process what happened, boom, another piece of news, boom, boom. I mean, it was like left and right. Today was a crazy, crazy day in the sports world. I think I finally processed everything that's gone on today.
Okay. All right. Now, there's nothing that I missed, right? Am I up to speed? I didn't miss nothing, right?
No. As of like 5 seconds ago, I think we were all good. But again, Okay. Everything changed here by the second, but we are all good to go.
We didn't get traded, and Jerry Jones didn't curse us out.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. But
that
yes.
That would make my day if he did. What? The hell are you going to... What are you going to do to me? Those guys, they're much nicer than I am.
What would you have said if you were in RJC yesterday? Would you have cursed him out?
Nah, there's a way that you say things.
Okay.
If I listened to the interview, I wasn't sure. At one point, I think his microphone was muted, like, right? No, did you hear it?
Like, I don't know if it was that or broke up. Like, he said he was in the car driving, so maybe, you know, he just went through a bad cell air for like 5 seconds or so, something like that.
Yeah, but you know, they're good. They're professionals. They let him go and say what he said, and they moved on. Like, what good does it do you for, you know, to get in a back and forth with Jerry Jones? For what? You know, unless you really want to. What are you saying? Get somebody else to ask the questions. I mean, we've seen in other areas and stations, sometimes battling with your you know, weekly guest doesn't go well. It doesn't look good. And so, look, Jerry Jones, I'm not saying, and this sounds crazy, I'm trying to figure out a better cliche, but I can't. Like, if Jerry Jones is going to dig his own verbal grave, then let him do it. Those guys didn't need to fight back with him to achieve anything. And look what happened. People are like, this guy's just this billionaire is talking about firing the radio guys. Come on, man. Can't do that. Billionaires. Heck, y'all, I wish a billionaire would threaten me. Make my day. Make my day.
Why is that? Because you think you'd be on the other end and be a rich guy after that?
I don't know, but what's the worst that could happen? A billionaire, what, he just off me when I walk across the street, like pay somebody?
Oh, jeez. Well, sure. I mean, yeah, that's technically, by definition, the worst thing that could happen to you. Sure.
That is the worst. Well, I'm not worried about that. So I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Anyway, we'll listen to that. Hickey, I was going to call Jerry Jones a numbskull, but that's not nice. We will listen to Jerry Jones on the other side of the break. He lost it. Don't ask him about what he didn't or did not do in the offseason. He will get angry. Anyway, someone who was angry last night but is happy today is Aaron Rodgers. We all learned earlier today that the New York Jets decided to finally bring in Devontae Adams. They had to fire their head coach last week. They had to take a loss to the Buffalo Bills last night, 23-20. Greg Zuerlein, the kicker for the New York Jets, this guy's out there missing two kicks. If you can do math, 3 times 2 is 6, and 6 plus 20 is 26. If those kicks would have went in, the New York Jets would have won the damn football game. Aaron Rodgers is throwing someone who is likely to be an ex-Jet wide receiver, and Mike Williams, he's throwing him under the bus, telling everybody he stinks. And then we wake up this morning, and boom, Devontae Adams is a member of the New York Jets, traded for a third-round pick, which will ultimately be or convert to a second-round pick if the New York Jets can have some type of postseason success. Good luck with that one. I think it might be sticking around as a third-round. And how about this? The Buffalo Bills, not to be outclassed or outshone, the New York Bills. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills, they picked up the win last night. And they picked up somebody who might be able to have the same amount of production as Devontae Adams. And Amari Cooper, the Buffalo Bills said, we got a better record than you. We beat you. And then we traded for a wide receiver. And we have less drama now. Listen to this breaking news from CBS Sports HQ.
More breaking news from the NFL on this Tuesday. Another AFC East team is trading for a big-name wide receiver. The Jets got Devontae Adams. The Buffalo Bills have acquired Amari Cooper from the Cleveland Browns. That's been confirmed by our NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. The Bills, in turn, are sending a third-round pick to the Browns, and a day-3 pick swap is also involved. Amari Cooper will likely step in as the Bills' new number one receiver, joining a group that includes Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, and Curtis Samuel.
Come on, man. He's the best wide receiver they got. You know, he's 30 years old right now. Stephon Diggs is running around in Houston, Texas. You think about the pass-catching options for the Buffalo Bills? Yeah, maybe this was the plan all along. We will address the wide receiver position when the need arises throughout the course of the season. And the trade deadline is on November 5th. And let's forget about Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman, who they just drafted out of FSU. He got out just in time, by the way. They still got the tight ends. Dalton Kincaid is out there as well. Dawson Knox. And we know that your man, Josh Allen, unlike the quarterback in Cleveland right now, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen is not afraid to run the football. And so Amari Cooper, those numbers should go up and up and up. On a garbage, poor team right now that is the Cleveland Browns, Amari Cooper has 24 receptions, 250 yards, and 2 TDs. Now finishing up the season with the Buffalo Bills, there should be no reason why Amari Cooper, I don't know if he stays healthy, doesn't end up in the Pro Bowl. And the Buffalo Bills get themselves a wide receiver. The New York Jets get a wide receiver as well. Here's the difference. The Jets are 2-4. Always been a train wreck. Look at the Buffalo Bills. They got a wide receiver that comes with less drama, a 5-time Pro Bowler. You don't have the Aaron Rodgers effect. You don't have the complaining. You don't have the whining. We'll talk more about what team is better positioned to win the AFC East. We'll get to that. But let's take a listen to Aaron Rodgers. And what a contrast it was between last night after they lost to the Buffalo Bills versus today when Davante Adams showed up. Listen to this from last night. Aaron Rodgers, Mike Williams, you know, he said he ran the wrong route. He destroyed him at the press conference. And I guess this is just the way Aaron Rodgers rolls. Listen to this from last night.
There's two verticals, you know. Allen's down the seam, Mike's down the red line. So I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up, three guys go with him. So I'm throwing a no look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running an inbreaker. So it's got to be down the red line.
So were you throwing that to come back to it?
No, I was throwing it to the red line. But when I got to about here, I realized he was running an inbreaker. So I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
Okay. All right. So he's saying that he ran the wrong route. Okay. So that's why the ball appeared underthrown. He didn't underthrow the ball. He just ran the wrong route. And so he adjusted because he saw he went the wrong damn way. Okay. No way to figure it out or no. We didn't hear from Mike Williams. That man missed the ball and then rolled around on the ground. And people are like, oh, well, he's just faking an injury. Like, I made a bad play. So let me just play dead. It's sad. Anyway, today Davante Adams showed up. And of course, Aaron Rodgers was happy as he spent, I don't know, 40 minutes to an hour sitting around with Pat McAfee. Aaron Rodgers couldn't get training on his or rehab on his 40-year-old body. The man was sacked three times yesterday. He spent an hour. Hickey, what does he get? $1 million a year, right?
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, all right. Yeah, not bad.
That's right. Not bad at all. Forgot about that.
Do I want to rehab and give my all to the New York Jets, or do I want to make $1 million to talk for 40 minutes? Yeah. I guess Aaron Rodgers shows a $1 million. Let's take a listen from Aaron Rodgers today, sitting down with Pat McAfee, making money, telling everybody about having Davante Adams on the team now.
Yeah, obviously, I'm really excited. Love Tay. He's a phenomenal player and a dear friend. It was a crappy day yesterday, obviously. We had a real good chance to get to 3-3 and win a home game. I was pissed driving home through traffic. Had a couple messages. I was just not in the mood to talk to anybody. Got home. Tay had called me and texted me, so I finally called him back. And so about, 12:30, 12:45 last night, I heard the news.
Look at Aaron Rodgers. He's just like all of us sitting in traffic leaving the stadium. You would think by the time he takes the pads off, takes a shower, does his media and press obligate, you would think that, you know, some of the traffic would be gone from MetLife. But thank you for the message to never go to that stadium. Anyway, Davante Adams popped up on the stream as well. Because why? The man took a plane overnight to the New York Jets facility to take his physical. The trade was announced not too long after 10 a.m. Eastern time. And so Davante Adams was over the shoulder of Aaron Rodgers, reunited. And I guess it feels so damn good. This is what Davante Adams had to say earlier today. He was making jokes about Aaron Rodgers ignoring his calls last night.
Yeah, he was having second thoughts. Yeah, he's been known to have both when it comes to pulling the trigger with me. But hopefully we can put that behind us now. And, we're back, man. We're back.
First of all, how's the hamstring? And then second of all, is there any newness to the offense that they're running right now? Or are you going to be able to kind of pick up pretty seamlessly with Aaron?
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Getting, I was working with the staff over in Vegas the whole time, and they got me back right. So, fortunately, I'll be able to roll. And I'm sure there's a few new, little nuances, but for the most part, a lot of the same verbiage. Still the same OG right here, so should be able to pick up where we left off. You know, that's the idea.
Yeah, it's like an arms race. In the AFC East, we know the Miami Dolphins ain't going anywhere. We know the New England Patriots, they aren't going anywhere. And so this really boils down to, dare I say, the 2-4 New York Jets and the 4-2 Buffalo Bills, who, by the way, now have a game up on them because they beat them last night. Davante Adams to the New York Jets, Amari Cooper from the Browns to the Bills. We're going to take a deeper dive into this trade and and figure out who is now going to be on top in the AFC East. We're going to get to that. We have so much to get to. This is just the beginning of the show. The New York Yankees get started against the Guardians in about an hour's time from now. We have some amazing guests who are going to join us to talk about some of the interesting news. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Looks like Russell Wilson is going to take over out in Pittsburgh. Next hour, Zach Rosenblatt. He's going to join us to talk about the Jets. And that's not even, they got another crazy story. It's like Hassan Reddick. Does he want to be traded? Does he want to stay? We'll get into that. It looks like Tom Brady is officially going to be a member, an owner of the Raiders. How is he going to own the Raiders and be, you know, impartial when it comes to doing his Fox television job? Is it possible? It doesn't appear like it. There's a lot to get into. We're just getting started. If you want to call up, feel free. Phone number works. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. On the other side of the break, we told you Jerry Jones was not a happy fellow earlier this morning. He apparently might have made a reference to getting some radio hosts fired. A billionaire trying to hurt the working man. Tell me if you've ever heard this story before. You'll hear Jerry Jones on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We all heard about the trades today. Davante Adams, officially a member of the New York Jets. Amari Cooper, officially a member of the Buffalo Bills. We'll dive a little bit deeper into the trade. Who's going to come out on top in the AFC East? We'll get to that. Before we learned about either one of these trades, two teams in the AFC, two teams in the AFC East, looking to kind of stake their claim and get some positioning for the playoffs. A lot of people didn't even have breakfast yet. And Jerry Jones was losing his mind. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, tell me if this sounds out of place. Tell me if this sounds out of character. Tell me if this doesn't sound normal. Well, Jerry Jones talking is very normal. He does it multiple times a week on 105.3, The Fan out in Dallas. And today was no different. He sat down with the crew, including RJ Choppy, who joined us yesterday here on this show, to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, especially after they were annihilated this past Sunday against Detroit. 47-9 was the final score. 47-9. And of course, you can look at the Dallas Cowboys and their current injuries to Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence and Deron Bland. And you can look at Brandon Cooks on the offensive side of the ball. You can look at the Cowboys and say they're an incomplete team. Would they be this incomplete if they actually added a little bit more help in the offseason? It seems like the biggest thing that they did was add Ezekiel Elliott back to the team. Now, as a running back, this guy might as well be elderly. No excitement. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-3. And so this morning, it was alluded to Jerry Jones. It wasn't alluded to. It was basically asked to him. Well, when the team is getting smacked around like this, and you now have a record of 3 wins and 3 losses, hey, Jerry Jones, are you not concerned? Are you not understanding that your lack of moves in the offseason might have led to why the team looks so bad right now? Jerry Jones doesn't think so. I guess the questions were too tough for the owner of the Cowboys, because Jerry Jones, he basically told these guys, he's like, if y'all going to ask me these stupid questions about the past, I can find somebody to ask me the questions instead. Does that mean he's going to a different show? Does he mean he's going to get the guys fired? We don't know. Listen to this.
If you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not, and I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me to talk about. This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the right? So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Oh, well, damn. Damn, bro. Whoa. You that angry at the team, Jerry? You taking it out on the radio, guys? Because Jerry Jones didn't have enough salt on his Egg McMuffin this morning. I guess the maid didn't pack his favorite snack as he was on his way to Atlanta. Hickey, what do you think Jerry Jones' favorite snack is? What does he eat? I don't know. He's on a plane. What is he eating?
He seems like a beef jerky guy.
Oh, man. Like, it's dry like him?
Exactly right. Okay, salty right. as well. Like, salty. You know, yeah. Chewing it like a man would chew it. I could see him doing that.
Yeah, I could. On top of an Egg McMuffin.
A little extra protein in the morning.
I know. A billionaire getting McDonald's on a warm McDonald's fresh out of the oven on the private jet from Dallas here to Atlanta. And by the way, the NFL did have its owners meetings. I'm going to give you an update on some guy named Tom Brady and his ownership stake in the Raiders. We'll get into that. You also heard Jerry Jones kind of mockingly tell the guys that they were geniuses. There's a guy in Oregon. He's the head coach of the Ducks. People are calling him a genius. But we'll get into all of that. Let's stick to this Jerry Jones guy right now. Because after all of that, Jerry Jones was asked, why are you so mad?
You say you don't.
We can go into this. I'm saying what I'm saying. Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Jerry, why are you getting so mad at us? We're just asking you why the blowouts are happening, the historical differences at home. We're just asking about it on behalf of the fans, and you're getting real ticked off and mad at us. We're just
Can I tell you something, guys? I don't get mad at people that I can not be with if I don't want to be with. I don't get mad. You're asking me for a response, and I'm giving you a response. We got to play better, and we got to play better at specific points.
Damn, he wasn't mad. What was he? Was he irritated? He's just being grumpy, that's it. He's being grumpy. Maybe he couldn't, I don't know. Maybe he had issues in the restroom this morning. I don't know what his problem was. I know what it is. The Cowboys suck. And is he lying to himself, or is he just lying to the fan base? Or is he missing the boat? I don't got to talk to Jerry Jones. I'm not paid. He's not paid. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. He's so mad. The team sucks. If he's going to be this mad, what is he going to sound like in, I don't know, a month? What is he going to sound like come December? What is he going to sound like in January if the Dallas Cowboys don't make the postseason, which is it's a realistic possibility? You're going to curse out Mike McCarthy? Can't curse out the radio guys then? Do better. But then he's a billionaire. What the hell does he care? I don't have to talk to you guys. Well, damn it. Then don't. Keep making money, though. Good for them. I'm happy for all them in Dallas. An angry Jerry Jones, as long as he shows up, they all make money. Good. Ain't nobody getting fired over that crap. 855-212-4227. If the Dallas Cowboys are going to suck, the great folks at 105.3, the Fan out in Dallas, they might as well make some money. Get those ratings up. Tick them off some more. Not giving those guys the boot. Chris is here from California. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
JR, how you doing, sir? That was a tremendous segment there on Jerry Jones. Wow, this guy, you know, he's too much. Anyway, you know, I tuned into you yesterday, and it was great getting all those updates. And I just want to tell you, your producers, your callers, you know, Ryan Hickey, I called him about a year and a half ago up there in Oakland or wherever I was cruising around back prior to retiring from driving. He reminds me of a young Mad Dog Russo. And I hope that doesn't get anybody upset. You were out a couple months ago, and Jody McDonald was filling in. And I think Ryan was the producer. I just said, yeah, I'd like to talk about whatever was happening. And I said, yeah, hey, it's cool you're filling in for JR, Jody, and he snapped at me and hung up. Hey, you don't mess with another guy. You know, I go back like 40 years with Jody McDonald's. People Chris, change, man.
Chris, do me a favor. I actually I know Jody and his family.
He's a good guy.
I got a question. What the hell does that have to do with anything going on right now, this minute, this second?
Absolutely nothing. I just want to tell you, I think you're the best, and you guys take care, and let's go Miracle Mets. Smokey and the Miracle is going to pull us out.
Oh, thank you, Chris, for calling from California. You gave us a minute of being irrelevant to say, let's go Mets. And you, Hickey, why couldn't he just call and say, hey, I like the show? What you got to walk through all that crap for?
I don't know. I don't know. And the most important thing there, obviously, was let's go Mets. Why couldn't we get that in the beginning? I don't know.
What we need to do is we need to connect him with Jerry Jones and let them have a phone call. They can have an airing of grievances together.
I would listen to that.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know how much I'd be able to last between the two of them. Could you imagine what that phone call would sound like? Oh,
I think it'd be pretty one-sided.
Via who?
Jerry.
I
don't think he would allow Chris many words.
You think Jerry Jones would have let that last dude get a word in?
No.
Okay. All right. Look, you could put that. Does pay-per-view still exist? They don't call it that no more, right?
What do they call it?
I don't know. Does boxing? I guess, right? No.
Yeah, I think so. Wait.
Does that Mike Tyson, what idiot is he going to fight? A Paul?
Jake? Yes, Jake Rich? Paul. Allegedly.
No, Rich Paul is LeBron's guy.
Yeah, he's not fighting Rich Paul, I don't think.
And Jake, and what's the other
guy? Not fighting Adele either. Logan.
Jake and Logan. He's fighting Jake.
He's fighting Jake Paul.
He's fighting Jake Paul. Now, I know that's going to be on Netflix. Is that, you don't got to pay extra, right? If you got Netflix already, you just watch. Netflix doesn't charge you extra for nothing.
You would think, but the only reason why I'm skeptical is because, I mean, I feel like a lot of people have Netflix. How many more subscribers don't have it that you're going to get? So maybe it's one of those, everyone already has it, so we're going to charge extra because, we have to make money.
No. You offer discounts for people who sign up that day. That's what you do.
And but how many people are signing up? Who doesn't have Netflix?
I don't know. Boxing people who want to watch a freak show? I don't know.
Big is that population?
Who doesn't have Netflix? Hickey, I got to tell you, I have Netflix. I don't know. How much does that cost a month? I don't know.
Too much.
Is it like $13 right now? $10?
I think I know they have like dynamic pricing.
Dynamic. I don't know.
Where there is ad-free pricing and ad pricing.
Oh, crap.
I would say maybe $10.99 for the ad pricing, maybe $12.99 for ad-free, something like that.
Oh, wow.
In that range, yeah. But Netflix has ads.
Unbelievable. Almost like Kawhi Leonard in this NBA tip-off commercial. I looked up, and I'm looking at the TV, and I see Kawhi Leonard. He's in a commercial with Jason Tatum, and they're getting ready to tip off. And I'm like, out of every NBA player you could put in this commercial, why is Kawhi Leonard? Why don't they have him in the bench? Just put him on the bench and put him in some jeans and a T-shirt because that's likely where he's going to be. Oh, man, that was funny. Anyway, there is no extra charge, as you said, for this Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. So if you already have Netflix, you can watch it on November 15th, live from Jerry's World, ironically, AT&T Stadium. I wonder what the fee is for him to open up those doors. Well, I know he's getting a piece of the gate, so... That's why Jerry ain't worried about nothing. He's making money even when the Cowboys suck. He shouldn't be angry. I mean, get that guy a McDouble or McRib. I'm pretty sure he can have one made. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I told you, the NFL owners' meetings took place here today in Atlanta, Georgia. It appears that there's a famous NFL quarterback considered to be the greatest of all time who now has an ownership stake in the Raiders. I'll tell you about that man on the other side of the break, as well as a real genius. People are looking at Dan Lanning and saying that this man is a genius, carving up plays that eat the clock, loopholes and people are trying to say he shouldn't do it and it's illegal, all of this stuff.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And I have better phone etiquette than Jerry Jones. I won't curse you out. Unless you deserve it. That hasn't happened. Hickey, that hasn't happened. Like, I think, how long we been here now? 10 months?
Yes, sir.
I just had that guy, I told that one guy to shut up. Was it last month, 2 months ago?
That's right. That was a funny one. He was telling you to shut up. That's right. JR, you shut up. I forgot about that.
I said, man, shut up. And he was muted. I brought him back in perfect time. He goes, no, you shut up. Now it's the end of the call. I don't remember what we were talking about. But thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you for that. Hook all the angry callers up with Jerry Jones. That'll be a fun one. And speaking of Jerry Jones, not just his angry call on the radio in Dallas today. And obviously the New York Jets bringing in Davante Adams was huge news. Amari Cooper going to the Buffalo Bills, huge news. How about this? Tom Brady and Richard Seymour now have minority stakes in the Las Vegas Raiders. Yep. Mark Davis is still the boss, but Tom Brady now has a 5% stake in the Raiders. He can just take his cash. He can take his damn Fox contract. He can borrow. He can go to the bank. You just say, yeah, here's I don't know, $200 million. I have to look at the valuation to see what that 5% is worth. But damn it, he got enough money to take 5%. Hickey, they didn't provide a percentage for Richard Seymour. They didn't do that.
What do you think he's got?
1%? Maybe he got half a point, maybe. I know, come on, man. How many people walking around got Tom Brady money?
Not many.
Everything was very clear. Tom Brady got a 5% stake. And then Richard Seymour, he got more money than me. Okay, but they just said he has a stake too. And I'm like, okay, all right. Man, the guy might have a quarter, Hickey, of a point. I don't know. Anyway, they got a lot of money. And this took Tom Brady so long. We heard about this for months. NFL owners finally approved it today. Because you look at Brady and it's just like, wait a minute. This is the same guy sitting on Fox making more than $300 million over the next 10 years, him? The guy that we have to have in our building, him? And so here's the deal. This is kind of weird, or maybe it's not, because maybe Tom Brady is the smartest football player ever. I don't know. Tom Brady is not talking. But let me say this a different way. He's not going to the facilities to talk to the coaches and players, etc., before the games. A lot of people, that's a part of the job. That's a part of the production. That's a part about finding out. The guys that call the games on Sunday and Monday and Thursday and occasionally Friday and Saturday. No, these guys, they don't just pop up on the TV and talk about the game. They talk to the coaches. They talk to the players. They sit down. They have back and forth. So what do we need to watch out for? And who's this? They're getting intel so they can actually have a good product when they go live. Tom Brady is not allowed to do that. Because Tom Brady working and Tom Brady owning a piece of the Raiders. It doesn't matter whether it's 5% or 50%. Tom Brady could walk straight into the Chiefs building and sit down with Mahomes, and he could look at the locker room and he could do this and he could run back to the Raiders and go, this is what they're doing. We need to do that. You can't have that. You think Chris Collinsworth, he sits down with the Browns and then goes back and reports to the Bengals? No, them days are over. Mike Tirico ain't learning nothing. Trey Aikman is not. He don't got no interest in nothing. He's selling beer. He's giving intel back to the Cowboys. I wouldn't be shocked if he and Jerry Jones never speak. Tom Brady is like an outcast. He just shows up, looks at the game, breaks it down, and leaves. And I got to be honest. Hickey, has he said anything notable outside of ripping, Baker Mayfield about being a loser? He hasn't said anything else.
No, he has not.
He got all those Cowboy games. And then he responded to Baker, and I'm just like, what is this about? Nothing. I still don't believe he's going to do the 10 years. Unless he needs that money to pay back, you know, whoever he owes for the money he just put in. I don't know. You think, could you see Tom Brady doing 10 years of commentary?
No siree. Do you think he makes it 5?
Max, maybe. Wow. I don't know.
So you're not even feeling good about that.
Unless he needs the money for like this. Could you imagine he's financing his ownership stake in the Raiders by doing this on Fox?
I mean, would you be surprised? Like,
no, I would think it'd be necessary. What does he make it? Is it 325, 375? Doesn't matter at this point.
I think 375 is the number.
My God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I think he needs all of that $37 million a year.
Is he bringing that much value to a broadcast?
Nope. No, he's not.
People at Fox are dumb. That's stupid. I don't even know. What game did he call this weekend? I don't listen to him. What did he do? Do you know?
He called.
We don't know. It doesn't matter. That's the point.
Oh, Lions. Lions, Cowboys. Oh,
the ass whooping?
That's right. The ass whooping.
That's why I don't know. That man is just on every Cowboys game.
And where a broadcaster really makes his money, right, is in those blowouts keeping you around. What's he going to say? He's going to give us a good laugh. I'm assuming Tom Brady did not keep you around.
Oh, no. Hell no, 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 he didn't. That game was on, and I'm like, okay, whatever. This ass whooping of a game. Why am I watching this crap for? Anyway, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, the guy who has the bowl haircut, he spoke today, and he talked about the role that Tom Brady is going to play in the organization. Listen to this.
You know, it's kind of putting the cart before the horse. We wanted to get to this point first before we started defining anything of that nature and all that. But it's just exciting. What I was going to say is we traded Devontae Adams for Tom Brady. And although Tom can't play, I think he can help us select a quarterback in the future and potentially train him as well. And, so that's a huge benefit.
What do you think?
A quarterback. If you're Aiden O'Connell, do you just like shed a tear when you hear that? Like they don't want me. At least Brock Bowers is going to get all the attention now. All the receptions, all the targets. Good for him. The Raiders are hilarious. Maybe Tom Brady, just being in the organization, can allow them to not be a laughing stock. It's going to take time. Like, is Mark Davis really going to listen to Tom Brady? I find that hard to... I don't know. Like, let's think about this first. Do you think Tom Brady is just like, yeah, sure, bring in Tom Telesco? Guy was a loser with the Chargers. Could never get the team over the hump. Always had all this talent. They always choked from the coach down. You bringing in Antonio Pierce to do what? To pacify who? Max Crosby? This guy just sat on a show a couple weeks ago. He's just like, do you see? I got Raiders tatted on my body. I'm going to be here forever. Okay. Hang out with the sinking ship. Devontae Adams, we saw the shots that he was calling over the past year. I need Aiden O'Connell to throw me the ball. Sit that bum Jimmy Garoppolo down. I don't want him throwing me the rock. And now he's gone. And so who's running the show in Las Vegas? Who's doing it? If Mark Davis was smart, at least listen to Tom Brady. Listen. But I don't know if Mark Davis is smart. Not with that haircut. Man has a dumb and dumber haircut. It is 2024. I think Mark Davis just crossed over into being, he had that haircut before he crossed into being a billionaire. Anyway, good for him. He got money. He could do what he wants. Hickey, I bet you the ladies still love Mark Davis. I bet you they do.
Of course. There's millions of reasons to love him.
Ah, okay. You're not going to get that haircut?
Well, that's one of them, of course. Probably number one on the list, I would say.
No, I'm asking you. Would you? I can't get that haircut. I would need to put chemicals in my hair. Can you get a haircut like that?
No. Thankfully, I cannot.
Okay. You sure?
Yes. If you try, though, I'll try. If you put chemicals to basically get your hair flat so you can put a bowl over your head and cut your hair, I'll do it as well.
You want me to get a perm?
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to, right? In order to make this happen.
Yeah, no, I'm not. What are me and you going to be, the black and white version of Dumb and Dumber? Hey, is this the black and white version of Dumb and Dumber? No, thanks.
No, okay.
No thanks. I bet you if we dressed like that and went to the Raiders game, we'd be on TV all show. All game.
Halloween is coming up.
It is. When is it on, like, a... Let's see, what day of the week is Halloween? Do you know?
Midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere there.
It's a Thursday.
Oh.
You gonna do something for Halloween?
I am not. Are you?
Nah. I think I told you somebody asked me about Halloween like 2 months ago. I'm like, what type of freak are you?
That's right.
Yeah. What type of freak stuff you asking me about? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. On the other side, we're going to get into some more football. The Bills and the Jets trying to win the AFC East. Don't move. JR Sport Brief Show.